Looking for fast-paced tales of action, adventure, sci-fi, mystery, and crime? Look no further than Telling Stories, the weekly podcast that brings you a free full-length drama each week in 5 daily episodes. Tune in to hear the world's great stories performed by America's greatest storytellers. Look for Telling Stories, the podcast, right here on Podcast One and iTunes.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sesternino, and these are the most interesting news stories of the week of Tuesday, September 13th, 2016, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, that's right. The actual factual news is back, and we are spanning the globe to bring you coverage of these very interesting news stories once again. Of course, on the scene in Utah, welcome back, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you? What's happening at this hour?
Oh.
At this hour, currently almost nothing. I woke up with a little sore throat, and... I woke up with a sore throat, so I'm drinking Throat Coat tea.
Throat Coat that it coats, tea?
Throat Coat.
Yeah. hoping that it coats my throat.
Yeah.
Lots of things can coat your throat.
Go on.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't forget to pack your throat coat this morning. And then joining us across the Atlantic Ocean, our European correspondent, coming to us from Paris, the eye in the sky, Danny Bryce. And Danny, how are you?
I am doing... great.
Yes.
And sometimes not so great. But right now I'm doing a lot better because I'm seeing you guys, right?
All right.
I'm not out in Paris. I'm with you.
All right. So what's the occasion? What brings you to Europe for business, for pleasure, research?
Well, a plane brought me here, but mostly my wife, she always wants to go to Europe. You know, because she watches all the movies.
Sounds like my wife.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I saw all these movies like Tango in Paris.
I think you say Tango in Cash.
Born Identity, super romantic. Tango in Cash. And so they want to come to Europe to get the European experience. Mm-hmm. But what they don't realize when they come here, they get more of like the cattle treatment, the cattle yard treatment, like where you're herded into lines. And then told to look at things and take pictures and then herded out of buildings in 90-degree weather. And so she started off super enthusiastic. And I think that by the end of today, you know, she was less so.
Don't believe the hype.
Your attitude combined with the truth have worn her down.
Well, definitely I wore her down, right?
Okay.
I poisoned the punch bowl. Mm. But we went to Versailles and half of Beijing was there. It was just wall-to-wall people, tour buses, a line that went forever, and just 90-degree sweltering heat, people who don't know what deodorant is. I don't know if deodorant has come across the Atlantic or the Pacific. I think maybe only Americans might be the ones using it. And so it was just the smells. It was an authentic European experience.
If all of that's true, it sounds like now is the time to visit Beijing.
You put all your money into deodorant... and then let's get it over here. It ought
maybe
to be
that's where all
seller.
The French people are.
Yeah. Oh, all the French people are in Beijing, so the crowds are equal, so it doesn't really matter.
I think that's how tourism works.
Yeah.
If everybody's in Beijing,
importing,
if everybody from Beijing's in Paris, then Beijing is where it's at right now.
Yeah.
So I just had a crepe.
Oh, how was it?
Ooh.
And it was pretty good.
Okay.
I should have just had the crepe with nothing in it, though.
All right,
like a flat tortilla crepe only?
Yeah.
Like eating plain tortilla? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, enough.
Was it from a crepe ATM? A crepe TM?
Oh, that actually would work. That's genius. Write that down on your list of things to invent in the near future.
Okay.
I know you keep a list.
Yeah, it's on my list now. All right, that's why Tyson and Rachel don't visit these touristy places. They like to go off the grid, right, Tyson?
Yes. Yes. I like to go off the grid. Rachel likes to go to the touristy places.
Oh, how come Danny took his wife to Paris?
Kind of, but also she's been hassling me to go to Paris forever. And I was like, I've already been there. And I lived in Europe for 6 years, Rob. So going to Europe, like the novelty is worn off.
Yeah.
How do you say novelty?
Yeah, the novelty has worn off. Yeah,
Tyson, you go on all your fancy trips to Reno, Nevada, and leave me home alone. How come I don't get to go to Paris?
You're going to Reno?
I went
to Reno.
I'm role playing. I'm Rachel.
Oh yeah. Okay, I get it now. Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm like, you can go to Paris if you want to go by yourself. That's fine.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. All right. So let's get into the news. Of course, Tyson, Ben Applegate on our Facebook page, who's watching the show live on our live streaming Facebook app. Ben Applegate says, Tyson, you and me both, I woke up with a super sore throat as well, and now I'm feeling sick.
Tell him to get some throat coat tea.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson's throat coat.
Yeah.
Comes in a Ziploc bag, Tyson mails to you.
Yeah. Wow. That you could make a gold mine on this.
Maybe.
So, yeah, put all your money investing in Tyson's throat coat. All right. Let's talk about our top story at this hour. And maybe it has to deal with why you might have a sore throat, Tyson. Are you a believer in the 5-second rule, Tyson?
Yeah.
Partly. Yes. Yes.
But unless it's like a goopy thing, like the picture I see you have there is like a peanut butter and jelly
sandwich. A goopy thing, like Rachel's
like anything
moon dust?
Sticky. Yeah. Well, that's powder. That would be very hard to get back off the ground into your mouth.
Yeah, but it's from goop.
Oh, yeah. It is from goop.
That's
I
a
get
good
it.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goop. Very, very deep cut news AF joke.
So here. So like, if a pizza lands face down on the ground, that there's no 5-second rule. Yeah, it's done. But like, let's say like a dry goldfish falls on the ground. You can pick that up, or a pretzel or something like that. That's fine.
Like a goldfish cracker?
Yes.
Or like some sort of fraternity hazing prank?
No, because that's wet. Mm-hmm. That would stick a bunch of germs to it.
Yes. All right. Well, Danny, I know that you as a germaphobe are not subscribing to the 5-second rule, right?
Never have. It's propaganda by the carpet and hardwood industry.
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, some new research at Rutgers is telling us that the 5-second rule is actual crapshool. I'm sad to report that they are saying that a team of researchers have worked and have found that when you drop a food item on the floor, bacteria can spread to that item in less than 1 second, Danny. There's not even a 1-second rule.
Yeah. No amount of time is acceptable when your food is on the floor. And the reason is your shoes touch so many undesirable things throughout the day,
yeah.
And then you put it on the floor, and it's just no floor is acceptable unless it's like maybe one of those places where they build chips for computers and everybody's wearing those big suits with masks and the booties. Maybe you can get a second there, but
as
nowhere
Intel.
Else.
A second.
Yeah, an Intel in their chip processing plant might be the only place you can drop something on the floor and pick it up quick enough not to have any germs on it.
Wow.
I disagree.
Oh, well, are you disagreeing with the science?
No, what I'm saying is that there's so many factors that go into play in the 5-second rule theory. Like, it doesn't have to be so clean, but if there are places that are certainly clean, like, there's places that are low traffic areas in your house, and I bet there's even parts of the floor in your home that have never, ever had a foot laid upon them.
Mm.
You drop a pretzel in an area like that,
like a corner,
I think you're safe.
Okay, yeah. You drop a pretzel in that area, then it's an area that's never been trodden upon, but you're in that area.
Eating pretzels.
So if you're dropping pretzels in the area that there's supposed to be no traffic, well, then
yeah,
obviously there's
yeah.
traffic.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there, but maybe there were some crazy circumstances where, let's say you grounded Beck. He was in the corner. Beck is Danny's son. He's in the corner standing there with a handful of pretzels, drops one, picks it up. You say, stop. And then you check yourself and you're like, no, wait, it's okay. Nobody ever steps in that corner. He's fine. See, I think you have to, based on the food product and also on the floor where it has fallen.
Tyson, couldn't you argue, though, that the 5-second rule provides enough time for just enough bacteria to get on there where, of course, there's bacteria, but it's just enough that you want to sort of like build up that immune system where maybe 10 seconds your kid is going to get
sick. It's good for you.
But 5 seconds, that's like a little bit of, you know, a little hair of the dog that bit you.
Yeah, exactly. I think that, I mean, and this is going to probably blow your minds. Human hands also have bacteria on them. Your own hands have bacteria on them.
Yes, that's true.
That's true.
But so, my hands haven't touched the floor of a men's restroom at a public restaurant or airport.
Well, maybe not today.
Yeah. So I guess I could walk into the bathroom, trip as I'm coming in, go to catch myself on the floor, put it into that puddle of piss at the bottom of the toilet, slip, put my face into the floor, and then probably just start crying. I mean, that's a possibility, but that doesn't happen every day.
You know, okay. Danny, yeah. They're getting rid of the antibacterial soap also. Did you see this?
Yeah, I don't understand why, though. They said it's not really killing the bacteria like it's been promised to kill.
It's creating
super bacteria.
Like our drugs, you know, create the super flu.
Mm-hmm.
We're also getting the super bacterias too now.
Yeah.
Yep.
That are immune to antibacterial soap. So now you have to get anti-super bacterial soap.
Yeah. Did you get that?
And it's just going to keep going and going and going.
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll just be covered in like full-size human condoms that we just remove throughout the day.
Yes. The only people that will be safe are the people that work at Intel.
Yeah.
And the robots.
And that's only while on the job.
Yeah. They'll only be safe. Also, the study had some other interesting conclusions that they said that what's better, if you drop food on the carpet or the hardwood floor? I think a lot of people would say hardwood floor. Turns out carpet, because the carpet protects the food from touching the like really small particles, Tyson.
Yeah, that could make sense. But I also, once again, you're having to gauge the cleanliness of the hardwood and the cleanliness of the carpet.
Yes.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, Roomba dog shit. Vacuum carpet, no.
Yeah.
That's no-go right there.
You're talking about the Roomba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think some influence peddling has gone on in this study by the carpet industry.
Carpet industry, yes.
The carpet lobby maybe got in on this study.
The carpet baggers. You know,
we should look to see who funded it, because that sounds insane. Carpet is so disgusting. It's like a brush for your feet that hardly ever gets really clean.
Mm. All right, well, we will see.
I just don't see it.
You can never get it 100% clean once you lay it down in your house.
Yeah, it's done. Your house is done. You now live in a dirty house.
Yeah. Well, I think that what they're saying is that a lot of the dirt like just falls down to the bottom
down
of the carpet
through the fibers,
and then
the
string of the carpet is sort of just like propping up the food on like a pedestal that's sort of away from like all the really bad stuff which is at the bottom.
And then the angels sing and the light comes down from heaven.
Yeah.
As
like maybe if you drop like that peanut butter sandwich on the carpet and then stepped on it, I think then that would be probably worst case scenario.
Here's the problem with that. You drop that PBJ on the carpet, and guess what you have on the carpet now? PBJ. And you don't really clean it off. You wipe it with a rag and smash it into the fibers, and now you got PBJ on your carpet.
Unless you have a dog.
Dog crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, now the dog's licked. It's just, no, this is part of the study. I choose what parts to believe, and this part I do not believe.
All right, Danny is out on that. All right, so we'll see if we have any more research done on the five-second rule in the future. This is an interesting story. I feel like that we've touched on a similar story in the past, but there is a gentleman in Kansas City, and this man went and intentionally robbed a bank, and it seems as though the man, Lawrence John Ripple, wanted to be caught because he would rather, quote, be in jail than be at home with his wife. Now, Tyson, what do you think of this plan?
I actually have heard a story similar to this before where the guy did essentially the same thing. I don't think it was robbing a bank, but he committed a crime in hopes of going to jail so that he could avoid his wife. It's not a terrible plan, except for it sounds like if he would have just walked out of the bank, he could have gotten away with $3,000 and then he could have just spent that on an Airbnb for a week or two.
A week or two. And depends on how nice it was.
Yeah,
he should just do what millions of men do every day to get away from their wives. They get
divorce.
A job.
Get a job. Yeah. Well, he's 70. So this story really changed for me when I read that the man was 70. Because for one, that I feel like that the things that I'm sort of like really afraid about going to jail, like no matter how bad it gets over here, I'd rather still be here than be in jail. I'm wondering, are the old revered in jail? Like the things that I'm worried about if I went to jail. If you are a 70-year-old guy, are that many people messing with you in the clink, Tyson?
I don't think so. I feel like you're not the belle of the ball, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
And your mouth has deteriorated. It's not as pretty as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like, yeah, you just...
Like, who's messing with you? Who's going to bother you?
Like, when I watch movies, the old guys are always the guys that are like, I'm full of wisdom. Here's what you got to do to that rival gang.
Yeah, Danny. You know? Yeah, you just go... it's almost like a retirement community for, like, you're an older guy... you know, there's a bunch of people to hang out with. It's like being down at the gym. Guys are walking around naked all the time. I mean, you ever go to the gym early in the morning? There's just like all of these old guys just hanging around, literally and figuratively.
Trying to get a glimpse at some young dong, I'm sure.
Me or the guys at the gym?
The old guys. I just think that maybe, yeah, he's there to make friends other than his wife. It's a great place to meet and greet.
Yeah.
You know, play board games. Teach the youngsters how to play, like, Baccarat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever that game is.
Yeah. I think that this is a pretty solid plan.
I think more old guys should be doing this, you know? They spend their life paying taxes, and then they reap the benefits.
Well, as, you know, as the older group, what are they referred to? That really
senior citizens.
Whatever. As they age and we see more of them going to senior homes, maybe someone would be like, no, dude, the senior home is not enough excitement. I'm going to go to jail, you know, and I'm just going to get the entertainment that I
front
want.
Front row seat. Front row
right.
seat
yeah, to shanking, shivving, whatever, mattress fires, human crap being flung out of jail cells. That's exciting. I mean, you got a lot of that at the retirement home.
Yeah, but I mean, you think they're putting him in Gen Pop in some sort of like maximum security facility? I'm sure they're going to send him, if he goes to jail, like someplace that's like halfway decent, right, Danny?
You never know. Well, they'll probably just send him where they have room.
Wherever they have room. Nobody's coming after. Nobody's beating this guy up. You know, you get 3 square meals a day, Tyson.
Yeah, and old people.
Visits.
Yeah, old people, their palates are already kind of deadened. And so it's like that prison food is fine for them.
Yeah. I mean, it seems probably excitement, there's activities. I think that if for this guy, you don't know how bad ultimately things are at his house, that this is probably, I think that thumbs up. I applaud the move.
Yeah.
It's a brave man.
It's a brave American man. Hero. Smart man.
An American hero.
He's a hero.
Okay. So you're on. So... Danny, is this something that might interest you in 50 years' time?
Yeah, what crime should we commit together, Tyson?
Yeah.
Maybe a Thelma and Louise-like crime spree?
Okay. Yeah,
we'll
until
find
we get
our
caught.
Own Brad Pitt.
A Ooh. Brad Pitt?
Rob, you could be the Brad Pitt.
Okay, yeah. what like, is this like a Fight Club? What are we doing?
No, Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise, oh, okay. Brad Pitt's first major role, dude.
Yeah. All right, well, sure, why not? Why not? I think that's a pretty solid idea. I'm in. I'm in on this. And so we'll see. And, you know, again, I think jail is a nice place to go. Remember how revered the old guy was in Shawshank? He got out of the jail. He's like, I don't know what to do. Like, it was better when I was in jail.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, he's going to hang himself.
Yeah.
That's what I kept thinking. Oh,
yeah.
He's going to meet the hangman.
No. Nope. They need to let him back in. So I think that's probably a good spot for him. All right, let's talk about another story from this week. Boy, I love the coffee. Tyson, you're so-so on the coffee?
I'll drink the coffee, but I don't have to have it every day.
You don't have to have it every day. Danny, you have the coffee every day?
No, it tastes like boiled dirt water.
Okay, well, you're really not going to like this because Brian Elwood sends us a story about this new cafe in Australia, home of Australian Survivor. And they have a new beverage called the Ass Kicker, and it claims to have 80 times more caffeine than a normal espresso shot. Tyson, how's that even possible?
I think they've got to just be putting like no-dos in there. They're just like buying cans of no-dos and at Costco and then just crushing them up and adding them. Yeah.
Doesn't even make
Danny
sense.
Danny is a fan of caffeine, though, so this may actually convince him to start drinking the dirt water.
Yeah, this might tickle my synapses.
Yeah. An 80 times stronger drink. Like, espresso
it's crazy.
Is really strong. Like, if you had an espresso shot, like, okay, wow, I'm really wired now. Let me get 79 more of these. Line them up.
Let's see what happens when you do that. Rob, you'll be so productive.
I don't know. I think I've reached, like, a max coffee threshold in my life. I just feel like,
which is what
I was just walking around yesterday. Like I'm really wired and I'm exhausted at the same time. I don't even know how this is possible. It's the worst feeling.
That's the come down.
I guess so.
And that's how you live life every day?
Yes. Yes. It's like, I'm so tired and I can't go to sleep.
So how much do you drink?
A lot. A really strong coffee maker. I'm probably, morning, afternoon, and night at this point.
You drink coffee at night?
Sometimes, yeah.
How do you go to sleep?
Not easy.
Jesus, Rob. Take care of yourself, man.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do, Rob, is on a News AF guys trip.
News AF guys trip. That'll be the purge. Detox. The purge.
The purge. Yeah, the detox. The purge.
It's like the purge where we for 24 hours. You get to do whatever you want.
Yeah, just us three.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. What's the purge with you guys? You guys don't drink? You guys don't do?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is it? Like, we're
sweat
just
it
like,
out. It's like going to an Indian sweat lodge without the steamy rocks. You just go hike and sweat it all out.
Yeah, 24 of the craziest sober hours you'll ever have with Danny and Tyson in the woods.
Sounds like a great movie.
Hardly any coffee, no alcohol.
Sounds like you just sold yourself.
Yeah, I sold myself on this. 80 times stronger than espresso. It's called the Adelaide Ass Kicker, and you can only get it in Australia. The U.S. FDA does not consider this to be safe at all, and it can cause symptoms of withdrawal when people wear off. You have to go to detox after you drink this, Tyson.
Yeah, yuck, dude. It's not for me. I think it's too much.
It's too much caffeine.
Yeah. Danny? Yeah. Danny, would you try this? If it was in Mountain Dew form? If it was in Mountain Dew form.
I live in fear of a heart attack.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that around 40 would probably be my limit.
40 times.
40 times. Yeah, 40 times.
So you can drink half of one of these.
Yeah. Think.
Yeah. Tyson, that Crystal Pepsi, how's that on the caffeine? Is that no caffeine? Caffeine free?
No, it has caffeine.
Yeah. And that's good?
It has caffeine. Sure. I don't care.
With caffeine,
it could not have caffeine, and I'd still like it just the same.
With caffeine in the soda, is that something that is sort of like a byproduct of the soda, or do they put the caffeine in the soda, Tyson?
They add it in the soda.
Interesting.
It's a little pick-me-up.
Yeah.
So have you know where Coca-Cola got its name, Rob?
Yes.
They used to add cocaine to Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. They used to add it in there. Boom.
Yeah.
Which
and then
sounds like they wish they could still do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cocaine became illegal. Mm-hmm. So then they switched to caffeine. They had to find a replacement. And this is all just going based on memory of a story I heard. So
urban legend,
factual details, the factual details may not all be there. So, yeah, I think the caffeine just helps people get addicted to their product a little bit.
Is that what it is? It's like a nefarious like cigarette type thing where they're trying to get people addicted to it? Or is there some reason it's like, hey, you're at a party, you're drinking soda, you want to be wired. So add some caffeine in there. That'll get them going. That'll get the kids talking.
No, I think the soda is purely for the addiction factor.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll see if there's any of our Australian listeners can try out this new 80 times stronger than espresso coffee.
I don't want to be part of our listeners getting a heart attack.
Well, if they try it, if they have it. Yeah. If they're into it. Maybe they just have a sip.
Maybe they just do work up to it.
Yeah.
Slowly work up to it.
Again.
Yeah. In the article, it says that the owner and inventor of the coffee tries to talk everyone who goes to purchase one out of it. And he's like, if they can be talked out of it, it's not for them.
Mm-hmm.
So if they stick to your guns. So Australian listeners, if you're going in to buy one, make sure to stick to your guns. You want this beverage no matter what.
No matter what. Yeah. There's a sign and we're on the YouTube version of this or the Facebook Live. You can see that the sign says, caution, people with high blood pressure and or heart conditions, drink at your own risk. It's like getting on a roller coaster.
Yeah, or sitting in a hot tub.
Yeah, you must be this tall to drink this coffee. And
a lot of people are going to find out they had a heart condition they didn't know about.
They didn't know about it. That's the stress test. If you want to find out if you have a heart condition, they should give this to you and have like emergency medical technicians standing by. And then it turned out you had a heart condition. Who knew?
Yeah. Yeah,
if you survive it, then you know. Then you can get treatment after that.
Yeah.
Real trial by fire. Okay. Let's talk about a story similar to what we talked about a couple of weeks ago And there was a U.S. man who was jailed this week, 2 months, for illegally attempting to cross the border to Canada on an air mattress. We talked about how a bunch of people in Michigan had a bunch of floats that they tied together and got drunk. This guy apparently wanted to get to Canada. That's not an actual picture of the guy, by the way. That's just a stock photo. Not a lot of photos of men on air mattresses trying to get to Canada. But he was denied entry at the border, so he decided to try to get into Canada via an air mattress. Tyson, is that a seaworthy craft in your mind?
It depends on the sea.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it was, because it worked. He got across the border.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
no respectable seaman would use that as a delivery vehicle.
Yeah.
They're just not going to, I mean, we're assuming that he looks just like the pitcher, the mattress, because that is a mattress. That's still a really good pitcher.
Yes. Yeah.
That just looks like it's taking on water.
It is taking on water. You're definitely going to get wet, but can it be used as a flotation device? Definitely.
Yeah. So I'm interested to know this man's thought process of, he goes to the border, they say, sorry, you can't come into Canada, my friend, you have to go back, and it's like, oh, all right, how do I get to Canada? All right, I got it. I'll get on an air mattress, and then I'll go around the border, and then I'll sail to Canada.
Yeah.
You know what, the thing that caught my eye was he is facing mischief charges. What does that mean? What is a mischief charge?
That's mischief.
Being mischievous.
Like, toilet paper somebody's house and the Canada's like, yeah, we don't like joke makers in our country.
Yeah.
Your shenanigans are not wanted here beyond this border.
Don't try to sail your bed into our country.
Yeah, mischief charges. I just wish I knew what he was doing, because maybe
I bet
really
I know what he was
guy.
Doing.
What is
he
doing,
Tyson? He was cutting glory holes in all the restaurants.
No, that's not what he was doing. That's he said. What he said was that he had a girlfriend in Canada who was pregnant, and he was concerned about her because she had like an ex-boyfriend that was threatening her. So he was coming in to be a hero. He's a hero, Tyson.
He is a hero. But I'm saying, how did he get those mischief charges in the first place?
Exposing himself to school buses.
No, not what he did. He just was on an air mattress trying to get to his girlfriend in Canada.
Yeah, but Rob, they wouldn't let him in Canada because he had current mischief charges in the country, in the U.S.
Is that right? So the mischief charges weren't trying to get an air mattress into Canada?
No,
oh, that's why they wouldn't let him in?
Facing mischief charges in the U.S. That's why he
couldn't. Well, maybe it wasn't his air mattress. Maybe he stole the air mattress in the first place.
And then went to court for it and had charges pressed and then took the air mattress back and floated across the river. No, he was cutting glory holes, bro.
I don't even think that you get in trouble for that.
You get a raise.
I think you take a Sawzall into a bathroom and start cutting holes in bathroom stalls.
If it's not your bathroom, I guess I think you could make a hole wherever you want for the most part. But I guess if it's not your bathroom, I think that's probably frowned upon.
Okay. He was probably egging someone's house or
something dumb,
or mooning a neighbor,
probably
even graffiti or something stupid.
Yeah.
So he's
all right, he's trying to be a hero. Trying to help out.
Yeah.
Now he is. So, yes, maybe he has a checkered past, but shouldn't he be able to go help his girlfriend?
The prodigal son.
Yeah.
I wonder how good of a boyfriend he is if she's pregnant and he's in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not even his. Maybe he's just like, she was pregnant and then they started dating. That's how good of a guy he is.
Yeah. Or he
gave
her.
That's a really good guy.
The stuff she needed in a Starbucks. And so he's only got a loose connection to the baby.
Yeah, maybe. We don't know. Maybe we can get this man on the podcast to answer a number of these questions.
That would be nice.
That we have. So we'll see. More stories of people trying to break into Canada to come on the podcast. All right, before we get to our next story, let me take a moment and thank a sponsor, DraftKings.com. Tyson, you watch any football this weekend?
No, but I was getting Google alerts.
Okay, what Google alerts do you have?
BYU and Utah football.
Okay, well,
just college football, not the big guys.
Well, if you want to step up your game, Tyson, and watch the big dogs, then DraftKings is hosting another free fantasy contest this weekend. $100,000 in total prizes up for grabs. No deposit required. You heard that right. None. So you can put your fantasy knowledge to the test to win for free your share of 100 grand this weekend at DraftKings.com. It's the destination for fantasy football with no season-long commitments. Just play when you want with the players you want. Just pick out the contest, draft the players, and follow your team live. It's as easy as that. You could renew old rivalries to prove that you're the superior GM. Or how about a 50-50 contest where the top half of all entries win cash? Whether you're a one-week fantasy rookie like you or a grizzled vet like me, DraftKings offers fun, fair, free contests all season long. So hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use the code ROP to play for free in this weekend's $100,000 fantasy contest. The contest is free. No deposit required. So there's no reason not to play. Again, that's the promo code ROP. Play for free for your share of 100 grand this weekend only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. This is an interesting story. A lot of people...
Wait, hold up, Rob.
Yes.
Rob, I have to bid you adieu,
okay,
as they say in France. Guys, I have to go catch a flight.
Okay.
To the city on the hill.
Rome.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Will you text us to let us know you're safe when you get there?
I will send you a text and maybe a picture and also give you my geolocation.
Yeah,
cool.
Keep us posted.
Yeah, because you can do that with Project Fi on the text messaging, too. Send me a pin.
I will.
All right, guys. Danny.
Peace. Report the news. AF.
You're not taking an air mattress, are you?
No, but I am taking more clothing than I'm comfortable with. My wife is very... She has like several outfits she wants to take.
Okay.
Travel safe.
Oh, we're getting the whole view of Danny shutting down the laptop. And then Tyson, this is a story that I've been looking forward to discussing because I don't really understand what's going on here.
I understand it, but it doesn't make sense.
Yes, this doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So there is a new invention, and it's called the Urinary 2.0, which is a new urinal, which we see depicted here on the screen. And it has sensors, which allows the users to wash and dry hands-free.
Yeah, but wash and dry your dong.
Yes.
And there's so many things that don't make sense here, because after you pee out of your penis...
Mm-hmm.
Do you need your penis washed?
Yeah, that's the question I have here. That's what is really sort of boggling my mind of why what's going on there where we need to have a wash and dry.
Yeah, so essentially what happens is you stick your junk in it.
Mm-hmm.
You pee.
Yeah.
And then you get spritzed down with soapy water, then a rinse, and then a dry. But I feel like you don't get that messy down there just from peeing. And then also, do you have to go completely pantless? Because
yeah,
you're going to get some water on your pants, right? So you have to probably just take your pants off to use the thing.
Well, yeah,
there's
it
just
seems
a
like
lot of,
the whole purpose of the urinal is sort of like, okay, speed of use, where then I guess you have to put everything into this thing, and it sort of like has like, it looks like sort of like an emoji type, like two eyes. I don't know what the first two holes are for, Tyson. Do we have any idea what the top two holes are for?
I think just your fingers.
You stick your fingers in? I don't know.
Yeah.
Those hands free.
Your index fingers on both hands.
I thought it was hands free. And then you stick.
Oh, it is hands free. Those are sensors.
You put everything into there, and then, you get a whole wash and dry on this. And I don't get it.
Yeah. So are you mashing your junk up against that whole thing? I feel like there's going to be more contact than none.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of contact here.
Listen, I wash my junk in the shower once a week, whether I need it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't need this machine.
Yeah. I don't need this machine.
Yeah. And it does seem like that you might have to just get completely. Is there a hanger to hang your pants up?
I have no clue. Maybe they're banking on the air being strong enough that it will dry the clothing. It gets wet when it spritzes in your junk.
Wait, hold on, Tyson. You don't think that mischief maker that tried to get into Canada invented this thing, do you?
As a joke?
Well, is this one of his pranks that he did?
Yeah, it could be.
Seems like that's his
really
MO, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally his MO, if we know anything about this guy.
If we know anything about this guy. So I don't know. Yeah, it seems very like maybe if this was in your house. I mean, I guess maybe if you had this thing in your shower, I guess that might be good.
Well, you wouldn't need a shower.
Well, I don't know. It's like a very detailed attention to a particular part of your anatomy, you could have that thing in there. But I just don't know in public restrooms that this is something that we need.
No, it's definitely, it's something we've lived without for a long time. And I don't think I've ever gone in a restrooms and been like, oh, I wish they had more hands-free stuff. But I've never been in there and been like, ah, where's the penis washer?
Yeah. Too bad Danny isn't still on the line. We could ask him if his Airbnb has a bidet.
Yeah. I'm sure it does.
Yeah. That would be an Airbnb and B for a bidet. And this is like a reverse bidet.
Yeah, this is a frontal bidet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you a bidet guy, Tyson?
I've used bidets, yeah.
Yeah, you're a bidet. Would you say, are you pro bidet?
I'm neutral.
Neutral bidet.
I'm neutral bidet. Yeah, I think they can come in handy, but I don't think they need to be used 5 times a day.
Right. But it's nice to have if you need it. It's not necessary. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe you don't need to do the wash, but it's available if you need it.
Yeah, if you end up getting a bunch of Fermunda cheese build up or pissing on yourself or something like that,
yeah,
you can get all cleaned up.
You have that
option saying?
Of maybe like you went out with just your friends, but then you met somebody and it's like, I don't know where this is going, but I'd rather be safe than sorry here. It's a good thing that there is the undercarriage wash in the men's room tonight, because maybe it's like you have to pay extra. Maybe that's like those holes in the front are like coin slots.
Yeah, or print scanner or thumbprint scanners.
Yeah, maybe it's
or
free.
NFC. NFC with your phone.
Well, like, and then I use Apple Pay to get it to operate.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I mean, we're getting closer and closer to prostitution, robot prostitution here. But yeah, I think essentially that's.
Again, I don't think there's anything sexual or deviant going on here. It just appears from what we understand from this news story that it is just a genital cleansing machine.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Rob.
Yes.
Homeless man pushed up real nice and tied up against there.
Yeah.
Using the machine.
Yes.
And you're next in line for it. How comfortable are you now pushing your junk inside it to also be washed? Like a ball washer at a golf course.
Mm-hmm. I think you could say at the bowling alley, but yeah.
At the bowling alley.
I mean, I don't know why necessarily it would, like, as long as it's not being used in some deviant way. I think that it doesn't seem like there would be any sort of issue, no?
It seems like there's a lot of room for error there as far as contact with the device.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I think that there's no, like, brushes, from what I understand. There's not, like, a loofah that comes down or anything
like
that.
No, I think
it's just spraying water, so I don't know necessarily.
Pressure wash.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily why it would be an issue. I guess I don't know how much you have to, like, press up against it in terms of, like...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It feels a little invasive. Not for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we still need to get a lot more details about how this is going to work. According to this is just a prototype, and then companies will then bid for the patent for this. So hopefully more information to come on
I
this
can imagine.
Machine. Yes.
I can imagine that auction going berserker.
Yeah, berserker. Should we put in a bid for this or a bidet?
We can put in a bid for it as long as it's under $10.
Okay. All right.
$10
They're
hoping bid. To get north of $500,000.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how exactly this goes. All right, let's talk about another story this week. Let's update our Pokemon story of the week, Tyson. And this is one that you might be interested in. Now, again, you are a Google guy. You like all of the Android stuff. So you don't have an Apple Watch. Is that something that might make you switch teams to get an Apple Watch, Tyson?
No, Rachel has an Apple Watch.
Yes, and does she like it?
Yeah, I have an Android Watch.
Oh, I didn't even know there was an Android Watch.
Well, Android invented the Android Watches way before Apple invented the Apple Watches.
Wow. They're so ahead of the curve.
Well, they try.
And does Rachel like the Apple Watch?
Yeah, she likes the Apple Watch.
Yeah. I feel like that the Apple Watch that if I feel like there's a lot of Apple Watch shaming. If you get the Apple Watch, I think then it's like, hey, check your privilege, bro. Why do you have to get an Apple Watch? They're starving people.
Yeah, there probably is some of that. I like the convenience of the watch when I need to be hands free.
Mm-hmm.
But that's basically all I use it for.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like driving and I'm like, oh boy, I wish I could just like start a podcast right now, but my phone is in my pocket.
What if you had a watch?
I feel like that would be good. I don't know.
There you go.
I would be interested in an Apple Watch because I'm not worried that it's too nerdy or anything like that, because I don't think that my reputation could be any nerdier. So I feel like what's the harm?
Well, I mean, if you're going to get an Apple Watch and some glasses and stuff, then you definitely are stepping up the nerdiness a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Google Glass, maybe. I think I could probably go.
Yeah, Google Glass.
Go to that. But anyway, so Tyson, that the big Apple press conference that was on at the same time that we were doing our show last week, they announced that the Apple Watch will support Pokemon Go. You can use it to, it will tell how far you walk, and it will also help you hatch your eggs.
Cool.
So
I'm in.
So will it work with an Android watch?
Apparently so. And I think also in that article or in a similar article, it stated that Android watches would also work.
Yeah. Is that why Rachel wanted the Apple Watch for her Pokemon?
No, she despises Pokemon because I play it too much now.
Oh, really? And she won't even try it, or she is just against it because you're
doing
it?
She won't try it. Yeah, she's just against it because I am for it.
Yeah.
You know how wives are.
Yeah, so, and she won't even give it a fair shake?
Not even. I tried explaining the game to her about the eggs and catching the Bulbasaurs and then evolving them once you get enough candy and then using
the
Stardust.
She wasn't even having it.
Yeah, and then you use the Stardust to make them have them a more powerful CP, and then you put them at gyms, and if they stay at the gym for longer than 20 hours, it's fascinating stuff. Rob, aren't you intrigued?
I'm intrigued. Now, could you compromise and say, well, maybe if you started playing Pokemon and were interested in some of the things that I care about, then I'll take you to Paris?
No, because then she might put forth a valiant effort, and then I'd have to go to Paris.
Yeah, so I guess so. All right, well, that is one of the new features available on this Apple Watch 2, which I think is going to be available next month. And then an
are you
going
to pre-order?
No, probably not. I mean, I would be interested in the Apple Watch potentially, but then I feel like I would always just be like playing with it. I think it's probably good to like, sometimes I don't even know where my phone is.
Should we get you an Apple Watch and I'll get it for you, but it will count for your birthday and Christmas for years to come.
Like, I feel like I'd like to test drive it for a week to see if I would like, what would people's reaction be to it? What would my life be like if I had it?
Oh God, so much better, I bet.
So much better, or maybe so much worse. I don't know. Hard to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Is my kid going to always be like trying to like touch it? And then
yeah, definitely.
That'd be annoying. Okay. Let's do an update on one other story. Tyson, do you remember this guy?
He looks like a doctor.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because he was the teenager who was the doctor. His name is Malachi Love Robinson. And he's back in the
cool
news
name.
Because he's been arrested. Now, the first time we talked about him, he was like performing like medical diagnoses on people. And he's an 18-year-old kid and he hasn't been to medical school or anything like that, but he said he was a doctor. And so,
WebMD.
Yeah, now he is in trouble because he's being charged with identity theft and because he purchased a Jaguar at a car dealership and he used like an 86-year-old woman's identity.
Yeah. He used her as the cosigner. Yeah.
Yes, as the cosigner. And she didn't know. She didn't know that this was happening.
Yeah, that's crazy. And also, why would he choose Jaguar?
I think that that's a very nice car for it. I think that people will respect you as a doctor if you drive a Jaguar. No?
Yeah, you're right. I guess you're right. I just feel like there's better options out there. So,
yeah. How's he going to get a decent tea time at the golf club or the country club if he's driving around in like some Honda Civic?
I feel like you still could, because I don't think they go out and look in the parking lot at your car.
Yeah. Tyson, I watched this guy. He did a press conference also with reporters. Did you watch the press conference?
I didn't watch it. Is it great?
Let me play some of this press conference. This guy is amazing. He is fantastic. I'm buying in that I think he should be allowed to be a doctor. He's really fantastic. Let me see if I can get
to do their job. You respect the privacy. You respect my privacy and my family's privacy. And just please allow us to deal with this issue the way any normal family would. And I would simply ask that if you could please pray for us in this time, that everything that's happened, that we get the truth out of it. And not only the truth, but we can shed some good light on some of the things that are happening in the community today. That we can shed a good light on some of the positive things that are happening and stop worrying about bashing someone,
yeah,
lifting them up.
Yeah, stop worrying about, like, hey, everybody, could we like do something positive for once and stop bashing people? And can we do something positive in the community? And why are we even talking about this? Why are we worried about this? Like,
that's
what?
So good.
It's so crazy. Like, he's standing there. There's no lawyer. He might be his own lawyer. Like, he's just by himself,
I'm sure he is.
Like, holding a press conference with reporters. Like, he's an 18-year-old
he doesn't
kid
even,
who impersonates
he doesn't even
a doctor.
Address,
yes.
Yeah, and he doesn't even address the issue that he impersonated a doctor. He's just like, hey, guys, please pray for me and my family.
Yeah, pray for me and my
he's
family.
Just soliciting, yeah. Just yeah. soliciting prayers, dude.
Why do we have to bring people down? Can't we talk about something positive for once here with this?
Yeah.
He should run for
community.
President, this kid. He's amazing.
He was great.
And he's so poised. Like, he's not, he does not appear to be nervous or scared. There wasn't one, yeah, this is really, I don't know. Oh boy, I should, like, he's just running with it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like now he has a criminal history, he'd have a hard time running for president.
No, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. No mischief charges yet for him. And I mean, he's like the modern day Ferris Bueller, Tyson.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
He
I
should have his own
Doogie
show.
Hauser.
Yeah. Well, Doogie Howser actually went to medical school.
Yeah. Well, that was the premise of the story. Yes.
You think Doogie Howser was full of it?
No, I think Doogie Howser in the story did, but I know that the actor who played Doogie Howser did.
That's
not.
Right. He was pretending to be a doctor.
He was pretending to be a doctor
on TV. Yeah, he was trying to fool everybody. And so, yeah, this guy, I want to just see more and more about this guy. I think that he should get his own show. Malachi Love Robinson.
He's so great.
He's got the best name. He's just overall the best. Is he on Twitter, Malachi Love Robinson?
Hopefully. Let's find him. Would he be better on Big Brother or Survivor?
I think, boy, he's a millennial. So he would be good on Survivor, I think, this season.
Okay.
On the millennial tribe. Really?
Yeah, sounds like he's a hard worker. A doctor's job is not easy.
Yeah. And I feel like that's a good job on Survivor. Let's see. Here he is on Twitter. I think he only has, if this is actually him, then I mean, I don't think this is really him. This has only 47 followers, this at Dr. Love Robinson. And his pinned tweet is, any ladies with nudes for research purposes, of course.
That could be him.
Oh, it might be him, but it probably isn't. Look at it. He's got like this good look going. Love Malachi Robinson.
Yeah, he's the people's criminal.
He's because he's he's just like he's working the system.
Yeah. Remember the Barefoot Bandit?
No, what did
and
he
we
get?
Were all just he was stealing planes, he was stealing cars, he was stealing everything, and his MO was he was always barefoot. But he, like, never learned how to fly a plane. He just jumped in and would take off and then crash land them.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And he'd always live. And he apparently got caught, like, in the Caribbean somewhere trying to steal a boat to get away. So he'd just kind of be hanging out, and somebody would be like, there's the Barefoot Bandit. And he's just, like, some hippie kid who would then just, like, run to the nearest vehicle and steal it and take off before the authorities could catch him.
Why didn't he put shoes on to throw everybody off?
I don't know. I feel like he could have, right?
The problem with these crooks that always have a calling card, it always ends up being their downfall, like the Wet Bandits.
Yeah, the Wet Bandits were,
yeah,
they were sitting pretty until...
They were sitting pretty, and they had to leave their old calling card, and then it always comes down. All right, Tyson, of course, people can send us their news items every week, tips@newsaf.news. All of our listeners do a great job with... Well, not all the listeners don't send us stories, but the ones that send us stories do a very good job. And then, of course, News AF intern Lita does an amazing job of curating all of the news each week on News AF. tips@newsaf.news. Of course, you could watch the show on our YouTube channel at youtube.newsaf.news. And you could leave us an iTunes review at newsaf.news. Tyson, do we have any good reviews over the last week? Was anybody so kind to leave us an honest review?
Yes.
Okay. Newsaf.news is the place to go for all of that.
A good, honest review.
Yes.
5 stars.
Yes.
By Embargo Bandit. If anyone tells you that News AF is not good, they are spinning you a spool of lies. Whether you're working in the galactic salt mines, participating in a clown carpool, or waiting for your hot and steamy pizza at the ATM,
whoa,
there is no better way to spend your time than to listen to News AF. However, I'm still not sure why Danny is the eye in the sky, so I'm hoping that is explicitly addressed during the next episode. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah. Why is Danny the eye in the sky, Tyson?
Well, I just, you know how the remote guy always becomes the eye in the sky, the helicopter guy? Mm-hmm. I just kind of pegged him in that role, and we've just kept up with it.
Yeah.
So Danny does have some pilot training, so mm-hmm. he technically is probably the closest to being our eye in the sky.
He has a drone. So, yeah.
And he has a drone, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's currently on a plane, maybe.
From when we started talking about, like, when you said, I have a friend named Danny, and he's going to be good. He could be, like, the eye in the sky.
Yeah.
I think that's really it's been almost a year. We're almost around the horn of 1 year of News AF, Tyson. Can you believe it?
Danny hasn't even gotten sick of us yet.
Not even yet. I hope not. Or if he has, he hasn't disclosed to me.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, you tell me if he says that he's getting sick of the show.
Yeah, you do the same.
Okay.
Yeah, you do the same for me.
All right, Tyson, what's the hashtag this week?
Hashtag dong washer.
No. Let's not go with dong washer. Okay. What do you think about either crepe TM or bidet bid?
Or Airbnb MB?
Airbnb.
Yeah. Let's do Airbnb.
Airbnb MB. That's good. Tyson, are you getting pumped up for the millennials and the Gen Xers to battle on Survivor next week?
Yes.
Yes.
I am.
Only 1 week to go.
Are you a classic Gen Xer? Is that how you would describe yourself?
I don't know if I would necessarily define myself as a classic Gen Xer, considering that I make podcasts for my job and I'm sort of don't leave my house and I'm in my pajamas all day. So I think that probably I have a job that is much more millennial in nature. I don't think that anybody else that I graduated high school with is on Twitter, or if they are, there might be like probably less than 10 people that I graduated high school with that are have a Twitter account, let alone like use it or on. I might be the only person that I graduated high school with that's on Snapchat. So I think I'm probably an unconventional Gen Xer.
Okay. So a Gen Xer with a millennial attitude.
I don't know if I have a millennial attitude. I have a millennial job.
Lifestyle.
Yeah. I have a baby boomer attitude.
Okay. A baby boomer attitude. Gen X. Gen X age. Baby boomer attitude.
Millennial job. That's right.
Nice.
That's me. That's me.
Well, yeah. That when they do the three tribe thing next season, you could be on that'll any be perfect. One of those three tribes.
That'll be a good three tribe season. All right. Well, Tyson, and you stayed with the Big Brother too all the way through?
Yeah, there's still a few episodes, right?
Yep. Right. Yep. It all ends on one night, September 21st. It's all coming together. And then
man.
We'll see how it goes.
You think Nicole's going to win?
It could go either way. I mean, probably it is pretty wide open going down the stretch. Not like Survivor Blood versus Water, where it was like a pretty foregone conclusion.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's not a runaway for anybody.
I think if Paul gets to the end, he'll probably win.
Okay. We'll see. Friendship from Tyson. It's hard to say. You don't really know what these Big Brother juries are going to do.
Oh, I mean, I've never watched a show, so I don't know how.
Okay. Well, you're probably not in for a treat, but you're in for, we'll see how it turns out.
Something. The thing that's interesting about the show is that there's a lot of crying. Anytime somebody gets put up on the block, or anytime somebody has to put somebody up on the block, both parties cry about it.
Yeah. Everybody's very emotional on Big Brother.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's a lot. It's a lot to handle. All right. Well, we have all that and much more. We'll be back next week. Is Danny going to be back in the U.S. next week, or is he still traveling?
I believe he'll be back, but if he's not, then we'll figure it out.
All right, we'll figure it out. Look, in a year, we've been able to figure it out every single time so far.
So far.
So far, so good. All right, send in your tips, tips@newsaf.news. Plenty of more stuff to come every Tuesday, 12 Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, give or take. Sometimes it's a little earlier, so just be on the lookout at that point in time. You can follow Tyson on Twitter. He is @TysonApostle. I'm Rob Cesternino, @RobCesternino. And check out our News AF YouTube channel at youtube.newsaf.news. Take care. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
We did it.